In this bulletin, New South Wales records 1,220 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. Victoria's Premier expresses concern over a lack of vaccine access. And in sport, the AFL confirms a twilight grand final for this month in Western Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcatzel. Health officials are worried about too many people in New South Wales aged over 50 who are not yet vaccinated against coronavirus after the deaths of 8 people in the past day. The state recorded more than 1,200 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, and most of the people who died from coronavirus had not had a vaccine. Pauline DeWeerd from Sydney's St Vincent's Hospital is pushing for the Indigenous population to have the jab, but concedes many First Nations people are unsure about it.
But right now, our mob need to survive this pandemic. Staying home and getting vaccinated is the way that we will get through this. It is how we will make sure that no one is missing when we have the opportunities to get together again. All Aboriginal people aged from 12 years and over can access COVID-19 vaccine.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has expressed frustration about whether Victorians are gaining their fair share of coronavirus vaccines in order to reach targets to end lockdowns. The state has reached 61.4% of its first vaccine doses administered, and it appears likely to reach the 70% goal by about September 19, ahead of schedule. Mr. Andrews says once the state reaches 80% of the population receiving a double dose, Victoria can open up, but he is questioning vaccine distribution.
There needs to be a reckoning where additional doses come to Victoria. I'll leave the Premiers of Queensland and West Australia to speak for what they think should happen. But there's something like 340,000 doses that have not come to Victoria that ought to have. That would mean we were closer to 70%. It would mean we were closer to 80%.
Meantime, Premier Mark McGowan says it's time for Western Australia and other states to get their share of vaccine doses. While Mr. McGowan previously supported extra vaccines going to New South Wales, he is now calling on the federal government to make sure other states can catch up on Pfizer doses.
Now, we've done our bit. We'd like our share of Pfizer now in Western Australia. We want to have a boost in our supply of Pfizer to make up for what we provided to New South Wales willingly.
Australia has surpassed the 21 million dose mark for coronavirus vaccines administered as the government prepares for the arrival of extra supplies. Health Minister Greg Hunt is reporting 13 million first doses and 8 million second doses have been achieved. Mr. Hunt says the 1.7 million extra vaccine doses coming from Singapore and the United Kingdom will be distributed around the country.
We are expecting on Thursday night a further 450,000 doses, and on the weekend, by the end of the weekend, approximately 300,000 further doses from the UK, with the balance to be delivered at approximately 1 million a week over the coming weeks.
Turning to overseas, and New Zealand has detected 21 new coronavirus cases as the country prepares to ease restrictions outside of Auckland on Wednesday. About 1.7 million Auckland residents will stay in a level 4 lockdown for another week, where all the latest COVID-19 infections have been detected. Turning to sport, and in the AFL, this year's grand final in Perth will begin after 5 o'clock in the afternoon on September 25th. It's the second time in the AFL's history that the decider has been played outside of Victoria. Last year's grand final was held in Brisbane because of the coronavirus outbreak in Melbourne at the time. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, becoming cloudy and 25 degrees. Sunny and 22 in Adelaide. Mostly sunny and 21 for Melbourne. Partly cloudy and 17 in Hobart. Clouds clearing and 18 in Canberra. Sunny and 22 in Wollongong. Much the same for Sydney. Mostly sunny and 26 degrees in Newcastle. Partly cloudy and 24 in Brisbane. A shower or two and 27 in Cairns. And in Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.